Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black. Intern Tucker's got the Periscope up if you want to watch along. How are we today? Thumbs up from Cam, Cody.
Doing great, John. It's good to be here. It's good to be anywhere. My favorite day of the week, as you know, it's a Friday. I love Friday.
Your favorite day of just the entire week or just the work week?
The whole week.
Really?
Big Friday guy.
Okay.
I've told you that. I got a new phone.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a big accomplishment.
Yeah, it's. I don't want to brag, but it's the newest version.
Oh, wow. Mr. Moneybags.
It's the iPhone 11.
Mr. Peanut had to die, but Mr. Moneybags is still alive and well.
Well, it's. I mean, if I had gotten a degree in engineering or something, it would be probably the iPhone 11 Pro. This is just the regular iPhone 11.
It still counts.
Still nice, though.
It still counts. You still got the three cameras, right?
No.
You don't have the three cameras?
No, I got just the two cameras. I got two. Well, I got three counting the front camera. I don't have the tripod cam. There's a $300 difference between the regular iPhone and the iPhone Pro.
The Pro has three cameras?
The Pro has three cameras.
And the other and one the just Pro, has two cameras?
The Pro has a fancier screen.
Okay.
But this one's fine.
It looks good.
The guy told me that it's the most sold. The most sold one is just the regular 11. So he said, he's like, man, if I were you, unless you're watching a bunch of movies and stuff on your phone, like, yeah. I wouldn't get the Pro.
And then you were like, I just watch movies when I'm driving, so.
Right.
No big deal, yeah.
Yeah, and it's hard to pay good attention to the screen then anyway.
So. Yeah.
So I just got the regular one.
The good news is your phone will no longer go dead.
It'll still die.
When it's unplugged, though. I mean, yeah, but yeah. Your other one was going dead pretty much right
away. It had to be on the charger, or it would die if it wasn't on the charger.
Right.
So this one, I can actually have it here on the table.
Nice.
With no charger connected, and it stays alive. So that's.
I'll be honest, though. I was, it was pretty good that you weren't able to be on your phone all the time, and now you're going to go back to being on your phone all the time.
Not really. I still don't really have anybody to talk to.
Okay, so, good.
Yeah, it's just a new way of communicating with those few people that I do.
Good deal. And, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, so it was good. It felt like I needed to get that done.
How do we feel about the way they make us like finance the phone now per month?
Well, that was part of the reason I didn't get the Pro, because it was going to be like $60 a month versus $37 or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, $23 a month, you know, that adds up. I don't need the nice screen that bad.
Yeah.
Goodness. I mean, you can still just buy it outright if you want to, but you know, to do
you
that.
You can?
Yeah, but you got to have $1,000 laying around.
Yeah.
I mean, which
no more,
a lot of people do, but
no
again,
more of the upgrades.
Again, communications degree, not engineering degree. So,
yeah.
You know, if I were a mechanical engineer, I might buy it outright. But you know, I'm not. So.
Well, I'm happy you got a new phone.
Thanks. What kind do you have?
An iPhone, but I don't know what number.
It's not the 11.
Not the 11.
You don't know what number your phone is?
No.
That seems odd.
Man, those things don't I don't concern myself with that.
Seems odd that you wouldn't know what.
Why would I? I don't care. It's not like a 5 or anything. It's somewhere between like 8 and 9. I don't know.
You don't know which one you bought.
It's either the 8 or the 9. I don't know when I bought it. It wasn't the new one. It's not the newest one. It's not even the second newest one. It's fine. It's like an 8.
Cam, what is yours? You have an 11?
No,
Cam
doesn't
have an
iPhone. I got an Android. I'm smart.
Oh yeah, Cam's a green.
I can work technology.
Yeah, green text. I forgot. Tucker, are you an 11 or are you a lower?
I got the XS Max, below yours.
So I got the newest phone in the room. How about that?
Congratulations.
Thanks. Not to brag.
Yeah. Does yours do something different than mine?
There's a few added features.
Yeah.
I don't really know what they are. Yeah. Well, although I do know it's waterproof. The guy that
waterproof or water resistant?
The guy says water. The guy showed me videos he took of his phone submerged.
It would be resistant.
Yeah, but I imagine it was just submerged for like a good 3 seconds, maybe.
I don't know. It was like a video of fish swimming under the water.
Okay.
And he claimed that was his phone that took the video. It looked like one of those stock videos.
He has no. He has no. Incentive to get you to ruin your phone and have to buy a new one, so I would trust him for sure.
I'm not going to take videos of fish underwater, but he said you can.
You could drop it in this Coke for the rest of the show. We'll see if it works when we get out.
I mean, I don't see any reason to really try it.
Yeah, there's not.
But they do say it's water resistant, you know, and also the screen's different now, so I can just look at it and it comes on. So, well, I got to pull up, but you try to pull up from the bottom. It's got this thing called Face ID. It won't recognize your face. Oh, it did recognize your face.
I mean, we're both chubby, so maybe it was just confused.
maybe I don't have
maybe
it.
We're close enough.
Maybe I don't have it turned on
here,
right.
Here, Cameron, you come over here and try to pick up his phone.
Maybe I don't have the settings right, but anyway, it's supposed to just recognize
There's a chubby white face. Let's get a skinny black face over here. Let's see if he can do it.
And also, now, you know how normally you used to pull up? So there's no home button, so
yeah,
you gotta pull
I don't like
slowly.
That. I'm glad I got the phone I got.
Well, it's taking a little getting used to.
Yeah.
And so, like, to get your flashlight and stuff, now you pull from the top right corner.
Wow,
like
glad that. Y'all finally caught up.
It no longer displays
okay,
battery
Android
percentage.
Okay, Android boy, be quiet.
It no longer displays battery percentage, but you can see it when you pull down, 86%. So.
I don't think it commonly showed the battery percentage anyways. I think you had to turn that on the old ones, too.
You did, but you can't even turn it on this one.
Oh, you can't?
You just got to pull it down and see it.
That seems inconvenient. Because you're wasting some battery by pulling it down. I would like the option to still turn it on.
I imagine I'll get used to it.
You can't go in low power mode anymore?
Yeah, you can.
And it'll show the percentage then? Probably?
I don't know. Tucker's shaking his head no, but he doesn't have the newest one, so I don't know if he knows.
I don't know if I like these upgrades.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's going to take a little getting used to. But so anyway, how's your day? Do you have a good night? Everything good?
I was pretty fired up coming in. It was a bad day coming into the show, but talking about your stupid phone has actually soothed me. So thank you for that.
You must have had a really bad morning.
Morning was fine. Morning was great. Woke up. I've been making myself breakfast at home. Just egg sandwiches, but I love egg sandwiches, so I make some egg sandwiches.
Don't we all?
I watch a little TV, watch a little Curb Your Enthusiasm in the morning.
A great start to the day.
Yeah, just laugh and giggle and, you know, just have a good time. And then I go get lunch before the show, and I went to get lunch. And it's very hard to mess up this sandwich I got. It's a great sandwich.
Right.
But I found the one woman who two times in a row now has messed up my sandwich. And as I was walking up to the booth, I saw her there, and I was like, oh, this is going to be an experience. And it was bad. She ruined my sandwich. So I was pretty mad about that because, like I said, it's really a hard sandwich to mess up.
Now, you've described that this sandwich you get, what it has on it.
Yeah.
It sounds hard to mess up.
It sounds very hard to mess up.
How did she mess it up?
I don't know how she did it, but she did it.
Well, there's something with the sandwich
that's
wrong.
And the experience is just so messed up, too. The experience is just, the directions I give are pretty simple. You know, the directions I give are pretty simple.
Yeah, you're not ordering anything extravagant.
Right, and she's always asking follow-up questions that I can't hear, and I'm like, huh? What'd you say? And then she repeats it, and I usually still don't know what she's saying.
Is she?
No, she's. I mean, she's not
half.
No, she's not. Oh,
half wit.
Maybe that's why I don't want to go all out yelling at her. She might not be all there.
Oh, okay.
Like she might not be. Like I don't know. Like
Hodor.
No, she could say more than one thing. Well, now I feel uncomfortable complaining about it. Let's move on.
Well,
what's the biggest sports story of the day?
I think that's fair. I think that you should be able to have a reliable person making your sandwich.
It just ruined my day. I don't get the sandwich very often. It's a special treat, maybe once a month. And the last two times, I've had her fix it, and she has messed it up.
Well, just
and the worst part this time was that I was the only person in line, so I walk up, and I'm trying to walk. You know, I'm walking. She's there. She's the only person there. I'm like, okay, I got no other options. As soon as I start talking, another guy comes out of the back, and that guy looked like he knew how to make a sandwich. And I was like, oh, if I just would have waited 10 seconds later, I could have went to the other side and got a good sandwich made.
You should have asked if you could get it redone.
Well, I didn't eat it until I was there. Like, it looked fine coming out.
Well, what's wrong with it?
I don't know. The taste is messed up. The taste is messed up.
You ordered the same thing on it you always order?
Yeah.
Are you sure you just don't like this person?
I don't like this person. So there might be a little bit of a...
Is there really anything wrong with the sandwich?
There might be a confirmation bias. I would offer you a bite of it. I'm still hungry, so I'm going to eat the other half of it later. But just trust me. Cam knows. Cam knows. Cam's seen this woman in action.
She's bad. I don't know what she's doing.
I'm sure she is. I'm not saying she's not. I'm just wondering, like, you can't give me an example on the sandwich, though.
The sandwich doesn't taste good. That's the example.
But it's the same ingredients you always
get. I don't
know
if there's enough sauce on it. There could be not enough sauce on it. I don't like the way she puts the cheese on top of the sandwich instead of in the bread. Everyone else puts the cheese. Else puts the cheese kind of in it and then puts the meat next to it.
Okay,
she
so
puts
it melts
the meat.
Better.
I don't know what she's doing when she melts it. But she'll put it on top, and last time she just melted it without even asking, because usually I don't even get it toasted. I'm just like, let's like it the way it is. So this time she just put it in the toaster again, and I don't really like the toasted, but it's too late. She just goes and do it, and I'm just like, you know what? Forget it. I'm not going to argue with this woman. Just make my damn sandwich, because, you know, I don't mean that in a derogatory way of making my sandwich, but, like, I go at, like, 11:20, and, you know, I got to be here at the show by at least 11:50 to, like, not be rushing. So I'm like, I can't. It took her 5 minutes to find the barbecue sauce to put on it. Even though the barbecue sauce is sitting right next to me and everyone else is like, hey, hand me 2 bags of those barbecue sauce and I'll put it in and everything will be fine. That's usually how people do it. She went to the back. She came back with some, like, teriyaki Asian type of sauce. I'm like, no, I don't want that. I want barbecue sauce. Here, just use this. And she's like, oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure with you. I'm like, what are you making sure? I said barbecue sauce. That's not barbecue sauce. You're not giving me a choice. I already made my choice 5 minutes ago.
Were you using this volume to
No,
her?
I'm very nice to people out in person.
Okay.
And like I said,
just wondering maybe if you said, hey, lady, make my sandwich.
No, I'm very nice to people in person, especially people handling my food and people working in thankless jobs. I'm not a bully, although maybe somebody should have a talk with her and maybe get her a separate game up. But that's not my part. Her manager's always around, so he sees the way she makes a sandwich. And quite frankly, he made my sandwich one time, and he didn't do too good at it either. So I don't know if the old manager knows what he's doing either. Maybe. Not to be an ageist, but I was a little frustrated.
So the woman who you demand to make you a sandwich is no good at it, and the old elderly man who there
is no longer a good. He's not good at it either. But there's a good young guy there, and there's a good
the big guy.
He's good.
He's a good.
He knows how to make a damn sandwich.
The big guy knows how to make a sandwich.
And then there's a little pale white girl who can make a good sandwich. She doesn't get a lot of sun, but she knows how to make a damn sandwich.
She's inside making sandwiches.
That's it. She doesn't go out in the sun. It's winter time, by the way. So like. You can't have a tan right now in the winter, but she knows how to make a damn sandwich, too.
You should just go back to Jersey Mike's. They never mess it up.
I know, but I didn't want Jersey Mike's. I had Jersey Mike's on Monday. I go every Monday. I've skipped Wednesdays. I don't do Wednesdays anymore.
I just saw you there on Wednesday last
week. No, that was Monday.
Was it a Monday?
Pretty sure.
I don't think I would have woken up that early
on
Monday.
You saw me on a Thursday. I didn't do the daily special on Thursday. I had enough points I could redeem them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Thursday. Yeah. I got one of those $7.99 meal coupons they gave me.
Nice.
That was nice.
That's always nice when they give you one of those.
Yeah, they're good folks there.
Yeah.
And one time I went in to get one of those big cookies I like. Jersey Mike's has the best chocolate.
They charge you a small cookie price?
They didn't charge me anything.
Wow.
I walked right in.
Did you accidentally steal it?
No,
stole one time.
Yeah. Well,
I paid for a small one, but I got a big one. And then I realized when I got there, I was like, this is not the cookie I usually get. They didn't have the small ones out there, so they just called it even.
But I
feel like I've robbed you.
Hey, you've spent enough money there.
That's
even
true. That's what they told me. He's like, hey, you come in here all the time.
You're a good
it's
customer.
Fine.
Yeah.
Then I felt a little strange that like the only place I consider myself a regular is like Hops and Hollers and Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, well,
so then there's two locations. There's one on campus. There's one over here in Bearden.
Right.
I try to rotate now and not go to the same one because usually I was going to the same one. Nonstop.
There he is again.
But then they were calling me regulars, acting like I was always there. And I told you about that. There was a fight one time between the workers. I don't know if I ever told you about that, but it got pretty heated in there where they're yelling at each other.
They expected you to take sides.
No, but it was just like I was the only person in there. That was like it was like 5:30, 6 o'clock. Like it wasn't crowded, and I was the only person in there listening to them argue. So like there's three workers there. Two of them yelling at each other. One's just there like, what are we gonna do? And I'm just like, I don't know.
Had there been a domestic
issue,
you would have been responsible.
They would have had me in there McLovin' it up, having to talk to the cops and say what I saw. And I'm just like, I don't want to say what
I
saw.
Right after you've stolen a cookie.
It wasn't that time, but it wasn't long after.
I think you would have had to leave.
I would have. I just was like, nope, no comments.
It's like in that family guy episode.
I don't know if you can say no comment to the cops.
Yeah, you can. You can say anything you want.
You sure?
Fifth Amendment, bro. You have the right to remain silent or say anything you want.
That's about you, though, I thought.
It could be held against you, though.
Yeah, but I think that's about you.
You don't have to answer their questions.
Pleading the fifth is about testifying against
yourself. Eventually, they may.
Pleading the fifth is about testifying against yourself, though.
Eventually, they may take you in and get it out of you.
Okay.
But you're not, I mean, you're not required to do anything.
Okay.
You can get a lawyer present.
I mean, I know they can subpoena you to court, and then you have to talk there, but maybe not on the street.
They can't just rough. Well, I don't know. You take your chances against the cop, he might rough you up. I don't know.
I guess you could say I don't feel comfortable talking without my lawyer, and they'll be like, "Wow, are you the criminal?" I'm like, "No, I just don't."
Did you steal a cookie?
Yeah,
I
just.
I stole a chocolate chip cookie. I don't want to.
I didn't steal it. It just they charged me for a small.
We know you stole it.
It was the only big ones there. I went up afterwards, actually the next time, because I did the same thing, and I went to get the big cookie. And they're like, "Oh, that one's actually $4," and I was like, "Oh."
The big one's $4?
Well, like $3.50. It's significantly more. The small ones are like 60 cents. The big ones are like $3. I was like, oh, I think I got the wrong one last time. Just go ahead. I'll pay for the big one and take the small. And they said, no, bro, don't worry about it. You're in here all the time.
I get the big one because of
those rich
chips. Plus,
I always leave them 15%. They started putting the tip thing on there.
I always say no thank you. And I feel like it's
I'm surprised they gave you a $7.99 coupon. I tip 15% every time.
Do you really?
But I always get the daily special. So it's like $8.75. So like the 15% just makes it like $9.99. I'm like, $9.90 sandwich, chips, drink. It's worth $10 for me, 15%. I'm in there all the time. I can't go in there and not tip, and then they see me all the time.
You can make cash.
But I do get tremendous service when I go.
Yeah.
They know my order. They know what I like. They call me boss. Guy always calls me boss.
Oh, that's nice. I think he called me that when I went in, too.
You go chief sometimes? He goes chief of me sometimes. Yeah.
I think it's just a bigger guy
maybe
looks.
Maybe it is.
I think there's certain things that are acceptable to call people.
But then
like
me and
us.
That one girl got an inside joke because she knows that I was there and there was that big fight between the employees.
Yeah.
So she always makes a joke about that, and then we laugh, and I'm like, oh, you're funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not like that Family Guy episode where Horton hears a domestic disturbance in the next room. I'm sure they'll work it out.
I don't watch Family Guy. Yeah. Classic bystander effect.
It's funny because I'm sure they'll work it out.
Yeah, you know? Classic bystander effect.
Yeah, as opposed to calling someone.
Yeah. Someone else will take care of it or they'll figure it out.
They'll be okay.
Yeah.
They're just having a little discussion. So
talking about this has made me angry again. I was calm at thinking about your new phone, but now I'm angry again. Thinking about my terrible sandwich.
Well, think about that cookie. That'll make you happy.
I have a cookie.
I mean, think about what they taste like, though.
What's that going to do for me?
But your morning started so well. Like, if you could start every day with an egg sandwich and curb.
I've been doing that for the last couple weeks.
That's a pretty good day.
That's why every time you ask me how I'm doing, I'm like, I'm doing good.
So just try to think about the morning.
Although I'm almost out of curb episodes.
There's more coming.
Well, I know, but I won't be able to watch them during the day.
Right.
Throughout the week, because I will watch it on Sunday night. But
yeah,
I'm almost done with my rewatch. I'm like season 9, episode like 7, so there's only like 3 more.
I got Brandon and Rick watching a little Curb, too. They think it's hilarious. Yeah,
that's what I need is those two schmohawks trying to reference it.
Of course, they think everything's hilarious.
Yeah.
Everything's a little funnier to them.
Strange how that happens.
Yeah.
All right, I guess the big sports story of the day is what? Eli Manning? We'll talk about it next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. I do find myself feeling bad for Eli Manning. The more I was thinking about it, as I saw his press conference and I saw his quotes, and I mean, he's always handled himself with dignity. Which, by the way, I kind of disagree with your take that he's not funny. I think he's got some funny chops. He was okay on SNL. The courtroom scene where he had to like make the facial expressions for the emojis, that was pretty funny.
Eli Manning?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with it.
He hosted SNL. He did a pretty good job. I mean, he's no Peyton, but he's been hearing that his whole life.
He's no Eddie Murphy either.
Well, no, but he can throw a football better than Eddie, at least.
We don't know that.
I'm pretty confident.
You ever seen Eddie Murphy throw a ball?
Eddie, I feel pretty confident.
I don't know. I'm just saying I've seen them both host SNL. And
you have Eddie not seen them host. You have not. You have not seen them host SNL. You didn't even know Eli Manning hosted SNL.
You get what I'm saying.
I get that you're lying to the audience.
I'm saying there's footage of both of those, but we don't know about Eddie throwing a football.
Some would say that Eli did just as good as Eddie.
No one would say that.
Some.
Bill Cosby might say it.
Eli Manning's family probably would.
Yeah, I'm sure Archie and Susie or whoever would. What's the mom's name? Olivia. That's her name. No. Yes. That's her name.
But I find myself feeling bad for Eli because I feel like he's had an argument be spurned, like a narrative get pushed, and we've been dissecting his Hall of Fame career as he's been playing, and like Eli Manning's never once said anything about being a Hall of Famer. He's just been trying to like finish his career, right? But yet he's had to sit from afar and watch people argue about whether or not he belongs in a Hall of Fame that probably doesn't matter to most players. Especially while they're playing. Like I think once you get out of the game, eventually you're like, okay, yeah, I want to be a Hall of Famer. But Eli's been trying to just stay in the NFL to be successful.
I'm glad he's done. I was getting tired of seeing him getting sacked and seeing that awful expression on his face.
Yeah, I mean, you could put him out of his misery. Although, like, I do think the conversation surrounding Eli Manning has always been pretty funny, just like the last couple of years, as the people are now trying to argue on behalf of Tom Brady. Like, if you go back and look, Eli's 2018 looks a lot like Tom Brady's 2019.
We know you're anti-Tom Brady.
The statistics pretty pretty similar, and yet everyone's like, hey, Eli sucks. Get him out of here. Tom Brady, this guy still got it.
People are saying that Brady sucks now, too.
Eli didn't get that same type of benefit of the doubt. Now, you know,
well,
obviously,
he doesn't deserve it.
He's a two-time Super Bowl winner.
Tom Brady's a six-time.
Everyone points to the Super Bowls with Tom Brady. Everyone points to the Super Bowl championships. Yeah. Okay, Eli's got two.
Two times Eli, three is how many Brady has.
I can do math.
Brady has triple the Super Bowls.
They did the
that
same
Eli
thing
has
for Peyton. They gave Peyton the benefit of the doubt in 2016 as well.
Peyton was great.
He wasn't Eli in 2015 or 2016.
Eli's not even close to the same level
I'm
as
just
his
saying,
brother
when you look
or
at
Tom
the
Brady
statistics, he went out okay. Everyone keeps pointing to the 4,000 yards. Eli threw for 4,200. Eli threw for 4,200 in 2018. No one was clamoring to give him a job. He's a Super Bowl champion that threw for 4,200 yards.
Ask Rory McIlroy out of that trio.
I don't really
who
care.
Matters.
I don't care much to hear about from Roy McIlroy.
Well, I told you yesterday.
Talk about
headlines.
Wasted potential. That guy was supposed to be the next Tiger. He hasn't grabbed the old bull by the horn. He hasn't grabbed the brass ring. I'm not worried about Roy McIlroy's thoughts.
Well, what is your...
Especially after he dumped poor Carolina Wozniacki through text message when they were engaged. He broke off an engagement through text message. You think I give a damn what Roy McIlroy says?
Did you call her Carolina?
Caroline Wozniacki. Did I say Carolina? I don't think I said... Did I say Carolina?
You said Carolina.
Did I, Cam?
He Rory broke up with her?
Oh, no, I was just more shocked about the breakup through text part.
Did I say Carolina? I don't think I said Carolina. I've never called a girl Carolina in my whole entire
That's
life.
That's what you just said.
I think you're wrong.
Why would you break up with her? The tape just said it. You just said it. Carolina. I just heard you say it.
You weren't really paying attention.
Yes, I was. Why would you break up with her? She's beautiful. I don't know, though. She's also successful. He might have felt inferior to her.
Well, he started playing bad once he got with her. Many people were saying he needed to be single again.
He was probably distracted. What I mean is they were probably having a lot of sex.
No, we get it. That's what people were saying.
Trying to create athletic offspring.
But he broke up with her. Okay. She came out and said it wasn't a text. It was a 10-minute phone call. So that's a little bit better.
What's the
Is that better? A 10-minute phone call?
If you're
call
engaged,
or a text message?
I feel like you still got to do it in person.
Yeah, you got to find a way to do that face to face, right?
Yeah.
What's the difference anymore? It's 2020. We communicate differently. A simple Snapchat chat would have been fine.
Not even the full time, just a 5-second Snapchat.
Why even do that? Why not just change your Facebook status from engaged to single and let her see that way?
Nobody's on Facebook anymore.
I was shocked. I thought I would at least get a face-to-face or something, but there was nothing. Oof. It was just a phone call, and then I did not hear from him again. The first 5 minutes of the conversation, I thought it was a joke.
How long have they been together?
I don't know. Long enough to be engaged. I don't know.
That could be any amount of time. I mean, I feel like...
So I'm not really worried about what Roy McIlroy thinks, all right?
Well, I don't know what you're trying to come on here and say Eli Manning's in the same breath as his brother and Brady. I don't.
Mean, he's got two Super Bowl rings.
Oh, come on.
You guys need to make up your mind.
You gotta be joking.
You guys need to make up your mind on when championships matter and when they don't. Because all I ever hear is championships, championships, championships until people start talking about Eli Manning and then he's only got two. Two's pretty damn good.
He got two.
He's got more than Aaron Rodgers.
He got two.
He's got as many as Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees combined.
His came on kind of fluky type plays. He was never good in the regular season.
When do we care about the regular season?
Well, they were a sixth seed when they beat the Patriots. They had to come from,
they were five
come from
seed.
The bottom.
Five seed.
Whatever.
Get it right.
Mr. Correction. Whatever.
Get it right.
You really going to come on here and say that Eli Manning is in the same breath as
Eli Manning's playoff run in that year? I think he had 15 touchdowns and two interceptions.
You're going to say he's in the same breath as his brother. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, they got the same last name. But they both got two Super Bowls.
You know what I'm asking?
You people need to make up your mind when Super Bowls are the trump and when Super Bowls aren't.
They do matter. Tom Brady's got three times. I just told you he's got six.
I mean, that's fine. Is it
0-2 versus Eli.
And 0-2 versus Eli.
0-2
versus Eli. Great point by you.
9 trips.
Yeah.
Eli went there twice.
Talk about fluky plays and Peyton. Super Bowls. Look at Brady's Super Bowls.
Peyton make went up your to, mind. Make
how
up
many
your
did
mind.
Peyton
what's better?
Go to? Four? Three?
Yeah.
Four?
Four?
Peyton went to four.
He lost
Eli
two.
Only went to
how
two.
Many did Eli lose?
Eli didn't lose any, but he didn't make
the same thing. We do the same thing with LeBron James and Michael Jordan.
You can't.
And Magic Johnson. Can't. Magic Johnson, how many finals he go to? 9? 8? How many Magic Johnson go to? He got 5 rings. I think he went 9 times.
If you're
yeah,
gonna,
what does everyone say? Michael Jordan, 6-0, never lost, 6-0, 6-0.
Bro, it's a combination of not only rings, mm-hmm. but also being good.
What about head-to-head?
Being good.
What about head-to-head? Do we care about head-to-head?
What about a 50% exact win percentage? 116-116.
That's.
I think Peyton and Brady won a little bit more.
I think we've established that wins aren't a quarterback stat.
Okay, but I think.
Haven't we established that wins are not a quarterback
well,
stat?
Okay, we can say they're not, but when we're talking 50% versus like an extra, I don't know, 70%.
It's
like
all about being in the wrong
difference.
Organization, bro.
Oh, okay. So Peyton.
It's
so
all
Peyton
about being in the wrong organization.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure Eli underachieved, actually. When you look at the D lines that
he
had there in New York.
I'd say he did pretty good to get 2 Super Bowl rings.
I think he underachieved. He wasn't good in the regular season.
You think
season.
He should have won more than 2?
He wasn't good in the regular season.
Regular
his
season.
His D-line carried
season.
Him. His D-line carried him. Look what you could have done with those Giants D-lines.
And yeah, but in that same breath, like.
You got Michael Strahan, Justin Tuck. I mean, you got some of the best D-linemen that have ever lived. Just eating the lunch of opposing quarterbacks. And it took a fluke play to beat the Patriots.
That he made.
He did. David Tyree made it.
Yeah, he got out of the sack. He broke free from the sack. Everyone talks about that one. What about the Mario Manningham throw? It was like 3rd and 11. He dropped a dime 40 yards down the field. What about that one?
It was a good throw.
That was a good throw.
What about that one? We're going to talk about that one?
I remember that one. It was a good throw.
It was a great throw.
It was a good throw.
It was a Hall of Fame type throw.
I'm not sure why you are suddenly standing for Eli Manning.
I'm not standing. I said I feel bad for him that we don't get to enjoy the good things from his career. We just talk about whether or not he's a Hall of Famer.
I think
who cares about the Hall of Fame?
I think everybody's pointed out a lot of the good things
I just
he
want
did.
People to be consistent. Is it about championships or is it not about championships?
It's about a little bit
if
of
if you're
both.
A championship guy, you got to be about championship guys.
Well,
he's got
well,
two.
Well, look, you
he's
can't
got
just
du-
make,
he's got
it's not that black and
he's
white.
He's got twice as many as Rodgers. He's got twice as many as
it's
Brees.
It's not that black and white. It's not that black and white. There's a lot of players who have multiple Super Bowls who you don't even know.
Not quarterbacks.
But are you really going to say
go through and find all the multiple quarterbacks that have won multiple Super Bowl rings? The list isn't very long, buddy. And we usually think of them as all time greats.
So Eli Manning's an all time.
I'm not saying he is or not. I'm just saying.
Well, what are you saying? I mean, I'm imagine your crotch hurts right now from straddling that fence.
No, I'm not straddling.
You
fence.
Got one leg to the left,
no.
one leg to
Here's
the right.
Here's my take. Be consistent on whether or not you judge championships as the end all be all. Because if you do, Eli's got 2 and deserves respect.
So is
if
Eli
you don't,
one of the all-time greats?
If you don't, please miss me with coming to me talking about how great Tom Brady still is in 2019, 2020. That's all
we
I'm
know
saying.
You're anti-Brady.
I'm not anti-Brady.
Eli sucks
I'm look
right
at,
now, too.
I'm look at production. I'm look at production guy.
Okay. Well, Eli sucks right now, too.
Agree.
They both
I don't
are
think
good
Eli
right
was
now.
Great.
Well, then what just, are you saying?
My stance is be consistent. Guy, you in particular.
Me.
Yeah. You're talking bad about Eli, yet you praise Brady.
I've never said anything bad about Eli.
Nah, you always talk bad about Eli.
I'm looking at
you just
9
accused
Super
Eddie
Bowls.
Murphy of being able to throw his football better than him.
I said we don't know for sure.
But you made it seem like Eddie had a decent shot. It's pretty disrespectful, don't you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Let me just tell you
Eddie
something.
Murphy seems
if
athletic.
Eddie was good at sports, he wouldn't have been a funny guy. He became a funny guy because he wasn't athletic.
Well, then
everyone knows that.
Well, then if Eli was a funny guy, he wouldn't have been a quarterback. He
That's
would have been
not
a funny
necessarily
guy.
True. That's
he
not necessarily
a funny
true.
Guy.
That's not necessarily true. Everyone's first option
Eli's
is athlete.
Eli's not a funny guy. He's
the emoji skit on SNL was pretty funny.
I can name a lot of players funnier than Eli.
He had to make
his
that,
brother's funnier.
He had to
than
make
him.
The winky tongue face out, and he was like,
"Peyton's funnier than him."
Maybe.
He's not even the funniest guy in his family.
I don't actually believe that. I think Eli's better. Eli's funnier.
No.
Peyton just has better riders.
Cooper was a better athlete, too, until his tragic injury.
Cooper ain't got any Super Bowl rings.
Who's Brad Paisley hanging out with?
Is that a plus or a negative?
I'm not sure. Does Eli have any friends?
Eli's got friends. Eli stays low key.
Name three friends.
He was hanging out with Daniel Jones.
Oh, great friend.
He was hanging out with Daniel Jones.
Tom Coughlin, is that his friend?
Peyton? Peyton's his friend?
Yeah, exactly. Peyton's got a multiple.
I don't know if Eli does have any friends. That's a good question. I'm sure he does. Cooper and Peyton?
Cooper likes Peyton a lot better.
I doubt that.
Coming on here, standing for the guy that spurned us for Ole Miss.
Did he spurn us? Were we after Eli? I mean, I imagine we were, but like
I
don't remember that being like a thing where like we thought we were getting him or anything.
I don't know. I'm just taking the brother that went here.
I'm not even going anti-Peyton. I'm just it's not about Peyton.
I googled Eli Manning friends in this webpage. just says friends, and the only one listed is Peyton Manning.
So I guess this is a debate people have had for a long time.
Does Eli Manning have friends? I got nothing against Eli Manning. I mean, he's not in the same breath as his brother or Tom.
They're both sitting at the table with multiple Super Bowl rings.
That's right. That is a fact that cannot be disputed. Yeah. You're correct. But there are also numerous statistics that would tell you otherwise.
Also, be consistent about that. Talking about flukes. I mean, I don't remember Peyton necessarily dragging that 2016 team to a championship.
He made plays where plays needed to be made.
Did he?
Somebody had to be the quarterback.
So Eli doesn't get that same treatment? Like, what are you doing here? Again, this is my whole point. Be consistent.
It's not just about the two rings.
Eli was better in those playoffs.
We're talking about a total
of
four games over two multi-year careers. What about the season statistics?
What about them?
What about the fact that Peyton had far, far more playoff appearances?
He did.
He had more AFC championships. He had two more Super Bowls he played in.
Peyton Manning is not better than Eli Manning. Of course he is.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I'm trying to get you to change your way of thinking with these Super Bowls. Just caring all about championships.
I don't care
only
about
championships.
People
who line up and talk championships, discredit.
I'm not that guy.
Eli's championships.
I'm not that guy. I think there's a balance between rings and stats. Mm-hmm. There's a balance.
Agree.
Okay. Why are you painting me to be that guy?
Because you're that guy.
I'm just trying to figure out which side of the fence you're gonna be on.
Well, what's the debate?
Ask me a question.
I'll give you my take.
Fence.
No, ask me a question. I'll give you my take.
No,
I'm an open book. Ask me any question. I'll give you my take. Go. Cam, fire away. Any questions? I'll give you my take. I don't sit on the fence.
You sit right on the fence.
I like to think through things and try to get the audience to think through things.
You think that having nuance is some sort of smart thing to do.
It is.
I think it's best to jump to one side.
And then you drop back to the other side a week later.
You jump where you got to jump.
If you stop and think, maybe you'll have the same take.
Horses jump the fence all the time.
No one really likes horses either.
Horses go from – you just said last week you – liked horses.
I said I didn't like horses. I said my mom had a horse, but it died, and another one kicked
me. You didn't like them at all?
I don't really like horses.
You would feed them sometimes.
Yeah, I'd give them an apple a couple
Trevor
times.
Trevor Lawrence. You're on record liking
Trevor
Lawrence.
Not anymore. I'm out on Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, so you've jumped to the other side of the fence on Trevor Lawrence.
I never really liked Trevor Lawrence. I was just rooting for
him.
Trevor Lawrence.
You loved him. Why would you root for him?
Nah, either way.
Likeable? Think he's likable?
No. Maybe I have jumped the fence on Eli. Go ahead, on Trevor Lawrence. Ask me a question. I'll give you my take. Go. Fire away.
You're accusing me of riding the fence.
What am I riding the fence about? Ask me what I'm riding the fence about. I'll give you my answer. How complicated is this? Do you need me to break it down for you?
You want me to ask you a question?
Go for it.
Which hurts more when you're sitting on the fence, barbed wire or wood with splinters?
I would say the wood would hurt worse. You'd get more hurt from that. If you're sitting, the barbed wire wouldn't really bother you. It would go in or do something, but then it would just sit and you wouldn't really feel it.
It might poke you.
Getting up, though, the barbed wire would then hurt more. But if you're sitting, you could place your hand on barbed wire. It'll be fine. It's just whenever you like go to move, it'll cut you in.
You remember when you're a kid, and I know that you did this because you were on a farm, but when you had to crawl under the barbed wire fence?
Yeah.
Or you had to step perfectly through it, and like somebody would pull the top for you.
No, I was really good. I could, unless it was like a special one that we had like five wires on. I could usually run and jump over it.
You jump over the barbed wire fence?
Yeah, like not with my legs, but like I'd tuck and roll.
You could jump over a four wire barbed wire fence?
We usually did three wires most of the time. So every now and then we do the four wires, five wires at occasion, but tuck and roll. I could jump over like in movies.
I remember I would go up to the barbed wire fence. My granddad would.
You had no hope.
He would put his.
You had no hope of getting under there without getting scratched.
He'd put his foot on the bottom.
They're
wire.
Like, damn it, we got to go all the way down to the gate now. to get Cody through.
He put his foot on the bottom wire and he'd pull up the second wire, and I'd just kind of
like a diva
slither
like
through.
Like a diva in the WWE.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you feel like Trish Stratus going through the ropes?
Not really. I've never felt like Trish Stratus.
Okay. Well, there's one answer. Anything else I'm sitting on the fence about?
I mean, I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay.
I could ask you just random questions.
Eli Manning. You want my official take on Eli Manning?
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, probably. But, I mean.
Probably indicates fence sitting.
No, probably is leaning on the side of yes. Fence sitting is I don't know. It depends.
So one leg still on the other. So you're coming to one side of the fence?
He'll get in the Hall of Fame. Do I think he's a Hall of Fame caliber player, or do I think he gets to the Hall of Fame? What are you asking?
Do you think he's a Hall of Famer?
He will be in the Hall of Fame. Yes.
Welcome to one side of the fence.
He will get in the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame's stupid. Do I think he was great? No, I don't think he was great. I think he was good. I think he made big plays. And like every other sport, we reward people for that. For being clutch, for being clutch when it matters. Like, Robert Horry was just a solid player during the regular season, but he makes all these big shots, and now he lives in infamy. It's Big Shot Bob. We reward him for coming up when it matters. Eli did that.
North Dakota or South Dakota?
South. South side? North's too close to Canada.
Civil War, Confederates or Union?
Union. Strong Union.
What would you have said in 1860?
Union.
You still go Union?
Didn't East Tennessee fight for the Union?
I thought East Tennessee was split.
I thought Tennessee was split, but East Tennessee fought for the Union. Isn't that a thing?
I don't know. You should know more local history than me. You grew up here.
Yeah, you're right.
I was in Arkansas.
I probably
history.
Should.
Arkansas was split, too.
I know they had some headquarters down in Athens for the Confederacy. Robert E. Lee was down there.
So you came from Confederate territory, but as close as Knoxville is, Knoxville was Union?
I don't know.
East Tennessee was mostly pro-Union.
Yeah, we were Union. So I guess mostly implies it was a little split, but yeah. I mean, people have set up shop at different places. I mean, they didn't just stay in Confederate territories. They were trying to work their way up, I guess.
So Nashville was
Confederate? I'm pretty sure. Like I said, I think everything east of us was like,
yeah,
west of
it's
us.
It's that middle and west Tennessee were all in on the Confederacy, and yeah. East Tennessee was like, nah.
Big Union guy.
Nice to be on the right side of history.
I know. Yeah. Agree. Any other questions? I'm not on the fence. I'm giving you my take. You can think of some. We'll do it later in the show. We got plenty of stuff to talk about. Go ahead and think of some. Audience, if they want my takes on things, since I'm being accused of sitting on the fence, feel free to send some in. I'll tell you anything you want to know.
Diet Coke or die of thirst?
You say Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Diet Coke. Die of thirst. I mean, it's not gross.
I never see you drink them.
I don't like them, but I can drink them.
I've become a big fan. I'm going to start
Would
being like...
Would the Diet Coke help you from not dying of thirst?
Probably not.
Soda's supposed to dehydrate you from what I hear.
Is it? Okay.
You probably still...
Supposed to dehydrate you. Yeah. Yeah, not hydrate. Yeah.
You probably still need the
I thought you were saying dehydrate you, like if you're really dehydrated. Yeah.
I think that's just hydrate.
Right, it is.
I don't think you have to say dehydrate.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was a little confused about.
Gotcha.
Okay. Hour one's in the books. We'll come back with hour two. The NBA named their all-star starters last night, Cody. Did you see the list? Did you see it?
No.
10 guys, 5 from the West, 5 from the East. Did you see them?
I did not.
You want to take a guess on who they are?
Who the All-Stars are?
Yeah, name the All-Stars, Cody.
How many are there? 10 total?
5 from the West, 5 from the East. I just said that,
okay,
literally.
All right.
I literally just said that.
Okay, calm
funny
down.
Funny how you can hear me
calm
say Carolina.
Down.
It's funny how you can hear me call a woman Carolina when I have a statement that I need help with when we're actually doing our radio show.
Calm
You're nowhere to be found and you
down.
Don't remember.
If you could calm down, I'm
comes
sorry.
To nitpicking, you're right
I'm
there
sorry,
on top
I
of it.
I just saw the fruit bat soup, okay? I just saw it.
I don't want to hear about the fruit
bat. I had to look at it. I was distracted.
I don't want to hear about the fruit bat.
The All-Stars, I can guess the All-Stars.
You go to the West or the East?
I guess the West.
I'm not just letting you name 10. You got to name them in order.
Okay.
Western Conference All-Stars.
LeBron James.
He is the captain. He
so
got the most votes. That
he
means
counts.
He got the most votes, yeah.
He counts.
Yeah.
Okay, nobody from Golden State this year.
Oh, God.
Not going to beat, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I was just going to say, this is the way we're going to do it. Okay. This is going to...
Well, you ask me. I got to work through it.
That's fun.
Okay. Jokic, is he on there?
He is not a starter, no.
Yeah. Is he on the team?
They haven't announced the rest. That counts. They haven't announced the
He'll
backups.
Be on the team. We asked for the James starters. Harden?
Yep. Yep, James Harden.
Are we giving him a certain number of strikes?
No. We'll get there. We'll figure it out when we get there. We'll know when it's over. We'll know when it's over.
Damian Lillard?
No. Although he's on quite the tear last night. He dropped another, like, 47 last night? He followed up a 60-point game with a 47-point game. I feel so bad for him, but then at the same time, I don't. I don't feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for Kevin Love. I don't feel bad for those guys who sign big contracts with losing teams and then get mad when they're losing. Like, what did you think was going to happen, Dane? That you were going to take Portland to the championship? No, bro. Was it going to happen? So now you're balling out as, like, Carmelo's jacking up 18 shots a game. You done already? You give up?
No. It's not important.
You trying to cheat over here?
There's nothing on
there. What the hell is on this computer?
There's nothing on there. I did Google All-Star, but I don't see anything.
Scroll up.
Okay.
Change the window.
There's nothing on there.
Change the window.
Take it away.
What the hell's going on over here, you cheater?
All right, so LeBron.
What a cheater.
Kawhi,
yes. It's funny how you got one right after you Googled it.
I would have gotten Kawhi, for God's sake.
Says the guy that couldn't get the Raptors.
Yeah.
All right, so LeBron. Leave me alone. LeBron, Kawhi, who have I got? I said LeBron,
this is a terrible
Kawhi.
Exercise.
I'll get through it.
Entertaining.
LeBron, Kawhi, James Harden, Anthony Davis.
You're pretty hot right now after going to your Google website.
I'm working through it. And there's one more guy.
One more.
He probably plays for the Jazz or something. I don't know.
No, close. A white team.
Okay, so Luka.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You did pretty good.
There we go.
Yeah.
And in the East.
Nice way to throw me off the scent by saying a Jazz guy. That way then you could get Luka to make it look like you hadn't cheated. So that's good.
I didn't cheat.
You tried.
I tried, yes.
The intent was there.
But I didn't cheat.
The intent was there.
The East is going to be Giannis.
He's the captain.
Joel Embiid.
Yep. Although there's questions of whether or not Joel will be able to play because he's injured.
There will be other guys.
There will be other guys. That's correct.
Kyrie.
Kyrie, no. No, he's been injured too long.
Okay. Somebody else from...
Yep, there'll be other people there for sure.
Anybody from the Celtics?
Yep.
I don't know who the Celtics best
Kemba
player
Walker.
Is. Kemba Walker is their best player?
Yeah.
I thought he played somewhere else.
I mean, he did last year.
Okay. All right, so that's three. And so there's two more.
Yep.
Two more there. Victor Oladipo.
No, he hasn't played a single minute so far this season. Good guess, though. He might be an All-Star next year. He would have been an All-Star if he played, probably. No, you don't get half credit for that. You're done?
John Wall.
He has also not played a minute of basketball, so you're doing good with that in that regard so far.
I know it's not John Wall. Okay.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
I'm working through it. It's
yeah.
Kind
you
of
give up.
Make it.
You fail.
Not really, because I want to get it
you
now.
You quit?
Somebody from the Raptors?
Yeah.
Siakam?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So
good job by you.
So
one left.
Giannis, Siakam, and then who were the other two that we got?
Giannis, Embiid. Siakam, Embiid, and Kemba Walker. And Kemba you didn't Walker. Really get Kemba Walker, but you guessed the Celtics. So partial credit.
I kind of got Kemba Walker. Where's the other guy play?
I'm not telling you that.
Heat?
No. He was the big guy everyone said he got snubbed, the guy from the Heat. Everyone's like, where's Jimmy Butler? Where's
probably
Jimmy
one of
Butler?
These foreign guys.
No, he's American.
American?
Yeah.
Very American name?
I wouldn't say very American name, but he's very American. He's the American dream of sorts.
I don't know what that's referring
American
to.
Hero, maybe.
I have no
in
idea
the future.
What that's referring. You're saying he was in...
If they wouldn't have kicked him off the Olympic, of the World Cup team, we probably would have won gold this year. But Greg Popovich, not really good at making decisions since Kawhi left. I don't know what the hell Popovich's deal was, but he brought his guy on there who sucked and kicked off this guy who would have brought home the gold. Because he's really good. He's an all-star starter.
And plays for the team that he plays
there's
for.
It's a team right now that's struggling a little bit, but they're getting better. They're playing harder. Some people are saying they're up and coming and within striking distance of the playoffs. They'll be fine.
Trae Young.
Yeah. Yeah, good job by you. So there's your all-star starters.
I got them all.
You did. You did good.
I didn't see the Siakam
coming, to be honest.
I'm pretty sure I got more than the average person who doesn't care about the NBA would have gotten.
Maybe, but I don't know. I feel like we could have asked, like, Heather Harrington, the NBA all-stars, she would have done just as good as you, probably.
No, she would not.
Probably.
She would not have.
I think she would have.
No, she would not have.
You got, what, six... 7 out of 10.
Are you really going to compare me to Heather Harrington?
Going with the average radio host, our competition, our time slot share.
She would not have gotten close.
She might have.
She would have gotten maybe LeBron and Kawhi. She would have gotten like two or three. She would not have gotten any of those people in the East. Maybe Giannis, just because she's heard the name.
Didn't know you were going to get so defensive.
Don't compare me to Heather Harrington.
People are mad about Jimmy Butler being left off the All-Star team, pointing to Trae Young. Those people are dumb because Jimmy Butler is listed as a forward. So really, you'd have to take off Giannis, Siakam, or Embiid. Not going to happen. Maybe you put Jimmy Butler in over Siakam. Maybe since Siakam missed, 10 games or so. But Siakam's been really good, so I don't really have a problem with any of those All-Star starters. It's nice to see Trae and Luka be All-Star starters. That's good. I like that.
That's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, and I've been really annoyed by this. In the same regard as I've been annoyed by the Eli Manning stuff, I've been annoyed by the All-Star conversation. Of everyone saying, you can't put a guy in whose team's only won 11 games. You can't put a guy who's only won 11 games in there. As if it's Trae Young's fault they've only won 11 games. Without Trae Young, they probably would have won 2 games so far this year.
If he was good, he would have led them to more wins.
That's not true. That's just not true.
What happens when you put LeBron on a team? They go from losing games to winning games.
I mean, they won like 3 more games last year. The Lakers won like, 3 more games, if anything, more than they won the year before?
What happened to the Cavs?
They also got Kevin Love.
Would the Lakers be...
Ever heard of Kevin Love?
Would the Lakers be winning
Have
now?
You heard of Kevin Love?
Yeah, but look at what LeBron
Kevin
did
Love's
with the
pretty
Cavs.
Good.
The Cavs suck, though. Like, look at what happened
they
with...
They didn't have Kevin Love.
That's the reason? Just forget that LeBron left.
No, LeBron's great. LeBron was a big factor, but they added Kevin Love too.
But LeBron to take that team to where he took them is
with the help of
very,
Kevin Love,
an
all-NBA caliber player.
Very, very impressive.
Sure. Him and Kevin Love really turned that team around. Two
Kawhi,
great players.
Kawhi leaving the Raptors hasn't seemed to...
It hasn't bothered them that much.
Hasn't affected them too much.
It hasn't, and they were great last year when Kawhi was resting. The difference is, like, what's going to happen in the playoffs, and they don't have Kawhi to be there in the playoffs, and, like, it's Kyle Lowry trying to run around and make plays. That might be an issue.
I'm just saying, if Trae Young was great, I think they'd have more than 11 wins.
Oh, do you?
I do.
That's your expert opinion?
Yeah. Switch LeBron and Trae Young. Everything else is exactly the same. Do they have more than 11 wins?
The Lakers probably don't have much less than, 36?
That's not true. That's not true.
Trae Young and Anthony Davis run a pretty good pick and roll.
That's not.
Yeah, that would be nice.
They'd run a pretty good pick and roll.
They wouldn't have 36 wins.
No, they'd have a few less. They'd have like 31.
That's a big difference, really.
That's 5.
In the grand scheme.
That's 5.
So now we're going anti-LeBron.
I'm not anti-LeBron. I'm pro Trae Young.
Sounds anti-LeBron.
I'm pro Trae Young.
Yeah, well. Maybe
who's been great as the 5th best player, offensive player in basketball this year.
John Collins took steroids, and he's still not even that very good.
Nah, he's been balling lately. Whoa. He's been balling lately.
Don't disrespect him. He had 33 and like 16 the other night.
Yeah, he should be balling if he's on Tyrannoball.
I was pretty excited to see future Hawk Montrezl Harrell out there too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was balling. I can't wait till they get paired up next year. Did you think Jimmy Butler got snubbed?
No, I thought it was fair.
Yeah, you got the 10 right. I'll probably agree with that. It's a good 10. Jimmy Butler.
I thought Dame Lillard was snubbed.
Who would you put in over him, though? I mean, who would you take off of the Western team to put him in?
Who was on the Western team?
Luka.
Yeah,
who are the guards?
I'd put him in over Luka.
Harden
and Luka, I guess.
I guess Luka's counted as a guard.
Put him in over Luka.
Because then it was LeBron. Is that right?
It was LeBron, Anthony Davis,
Kawhi.
Luka, Kawhi.
Yeah, so I guess LeBron, Kawhi, and Davis were the forwards.
Mm-hmm. You got to have those three.
You can't put Dame over Luka.
Why not?
Luka's been better this year.
Dame's done it longer.
He has, but it's for the 2020 awards.
You remember the run last year in the playoffs? Remember how good he was?
Yeah, he was great.
Haven't seen Luka do that.
Nope. That is true.
I think it should be more of a sample size.
You think it's just take the last 3 years and vote for the All-Stars that, like rolling over, add another year, and then you take the last 3 years into account?
Yeah.
Okay.
Durant should have made it this year.
Yeah. Just put Durant and Curry on there, too. So you agree, the top 10, maybe put Dame on there instead of Luka?
Yeah. You know, I didn't think I would miss Durant, but I think I kind of missed Durant.
Yeah.
Not playing this year.
Yeah, I would imagine that a full year of Zion, a full year of KD, the Warriors being back with Curry, I'd imagine next year that will be a big boost for the league.
I like it that the competition is less this year for LeBron. I hope he wins it, but he's still – I mean, the Clippers and the Bucks are still going to be very tough to get by.
LeBron with a really good answer when asked – he was asked if the Lakers are one trade piece away from being a championship team. Last year, he was all about ruining the chemistry, talking about we need a trade. This time, even though he knows they probably need a trade or a buyout guy, he said, we got enough right now.
To win a title?
Yeah. He said we got enough. Protecting his locker room. Learn from last year.
So he wants. You think he wants a third piece?
They need another rotation guy, probably.
Not a third guy? Who's the third
guy? No, they don't need like a third star or anything. I don't think they need that. I think they just might need another defender that could knock down some open shots, like a Robert Covington type of guy. Maybe a guy off the bench who can shoot.
Patrick Beverly.
No, not him.
He's not a good defender?
Yeah, I mean, he is, but they're not getting Patrick Beverly from the Clippers.
He's at the Clippers, yeah.
Yeah, I was looking more like a Robert Covington type of guy.
Is Patrick Beverly the difference in the Clippers and the Lakers?
No, Kawhi is.
Well, I know Kawhi's the best player. I'm saying as a defender. Patrick Beverly's a great defender.
No, because the Clippers need help, too. They had a big story wrote by them by The Athletic yesterday. I don't know if you saw that. Or saw any headlines from it, but where the Clippers, apparently the locker room is getting tired of the preferential treatment that Kawhi and Paul George are getting.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're tired of how those guys are getting to take some games off and not have to practice and cancel walkthroughs and things like that.
Yeah.
Because last year the Clippers had the reputation of being like the scrappy underdog type of thing. Like you had Patrick Beverly, you had Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell carrying a team of no names to the playoffs. By working hard and grinding. And now they've been replaced by their thoughts of kind of like being a couple of divas who are don't really care about the regular season, who are just like, get us to the playoffs. Apparently, there's some frustrations coming out of that locker room, if you believe The Athletic.
I do.
Beverly tried to deny it on Twitter.
Yeah, they tried. Yeah. Let me see through that. I mean, Montrezl Harrell said that as much in a press conference a couple of weeks ago. After they lost to the Grizzlies, he was mad. Okay. Good talk. Big recruiting weekend for Tennessee. Big name coming. Some coaches tweeting out some stuff. What does it all mean, Basil? We'll talk about it next.
It's the best.
Big possible recruiting weekend for Tennessee. The rumored five-star, Zachary Evans. I guess the rumored interest. He has interest in Tennessee. That's been the rumor. Well, apparently it's more than a rumor. As the report is that he will be coming to Tennessee this weekend to visit. On an official visit. He's supposed to arrive sometime today. For an official visit. He's the number 16 prospect in the country. Moose went in home with Evans earlier this week and convinced him to come and take a look here. According to VolQuest, the idea of being, quote, the guy at Tennessee is enticing. Which, I don't know how I'd feel about that if I was Eric Gray, because I think a lot of us have a lot of hope for Eric Gray. But this guy's a big-time prospect.
Eric Gray's cool and all, but this guy's like, you know, superstar.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, he's coming out of high school, he's a much better prospect.
The 34th highest ranked player of all time on 247's rankings.
Okay.
He is as good as they get, really. In terms of his his high school evaluation.
It looks like it's coming down to Tennessee, Texas A&M, a little bit, and Georgia. Like, the thought process was Texas A&M had it locked up after he got out of his letter at Georgia. But then apparently Tennessee's swooping in and making it a real threat. And then there's always a talk of him going back to Georgia. He's apparently going there for his last official visit next weekend, going back to Georgia to look around.
Now, this guy, he was committed to Georgia.
Yep. He had signed with Georgia.
And they released him from his letter of intent.
Correct.
There was some kind of an issue with, what was it, he wouldn't give away his cell phone or something?
Yeah, you're supposed to turn into a cell phone. I don't know exactly what it was. You're supposed to turn in a cell phone the night before. I don't know if it was the night before his high school game or what, but
he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do it.
They say he has a problem with authority, a problem with coaching, stuff like that.
I mean, I know another guy who some people say is the greatest of all time that wouldn't give up his cell phone.
Who's that?
Tom Brady.
Oh.
He wouldn't give up his cell phone.
Oh yeah, that's right. And yeah. the whole Deflategate thing.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I like a guy that's kind of anti-authority.
He got suspended from his state high school championship because he wouldn't turn over his cell phone.
That's a stupid thing to be concerned about, I think.
I hope they lost that game. Do we know if they lost that game? I hope they lost for suspending what I would assume was their best player.
What's the high school name?
The North Shore Mustangs. Their coach said, hey, everybody, give us your phone. We got to get ready for our rematch against Duncanville.
Duncanville?
Yeah.
They finished the year 15-1.
I don't know if they lost that. It was a rematch with Duncanville, so maybe they lost earlier.
They won. 31-17.
Damn it. The coach is rewarded for taking up their cell phones.
They scored a lot of points. They put up 76 on one team.
That's cool. So he's supposed to be here this weekend for an official visit. My guy Niedermeyer didn't do much this cycle. Was the only guy he got the kid from here, Barron? Is that the only guy he got?
He didn't do quite as well as he did last year.
The four-star from Knoxville. Like, I mean, they lost on Hardy, got played by Hardy. None of the big prospects that he was the lead on. So this would be a nice way to kind of bounce back. The added wrinkle here is that reportedly he won't be able to sign a national letter of intent. You can't sign two of those. And since he already signed one with Georgia and got out of it, whatever school he decides and announces, that recruitment can't technically end. So schools will either still be pushing him or you're still at the mercy of him changing his mind until he enrolls.
How early can he enroll?
He would be enrolling in the summer, so you would be waiting until like the beginning of June, end of May type of thing.
So even if you land him, you're still going to be
sweating him.
Yeah. Which is not so bad. I mean, for a player like that, you're going to have to anyway. You know, you don't just add a guy like that and everything's easy. If you add him, he's your highest rated recruit.
For sure. For sure.
And he's your only five-star. That puts your class. I did the old class calculator.
Okay.
And that would put you with the number 9 class.
If you add that guy, you're only number 9. Aren't we already number 9?
I'm looking at 247.
We're a rivals family.
247, you move up to number 9 by adding him. Currently, we are number 16.
Okay. It's crazy that it had that much discrepancy, but whatever.
Go look at Rivals. I don't know if Rivals has a class calculator.
We don't need it all that. Like, it's just about adding blue chips. A Tennessee would be adding a blue chip. Hopefully your quarterback of the future and a stud dynamic running back. That'd be pretty good.
It would be great, yeah. We could use a stud running back.
You had Joe Osave tweeting out that some things are just better done live and in person. I assume that is talking about this kid. I don't know.
Maybe he's filing his taxes.
Maybe. Like, hey, I'm not – TurboTax. Go to hell, TurboTax. I'm going straight to the IRS. I'm going straight to their office. We're doing this live and in person.
He's down on the corner at H&R Block.
Yeah.
How do you file your taxes?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Quarterly, every 25 years. Rivals has us with the number 11 class. It's better than number 16, I guess, but they don't have a class calculator, so I don't care for that.
So you'd be okay if this guy came in thinking he was the lead guy? I mean, I guess you tell these guys whatever you need to tell them to get on campus. And I do think, you know, I'm okay if Tim Jordan ever gets a carry here at Tennessee again. Like, I thank him for his service. It's nothing against Tim. Like, thank you.
Sounds like you're anti-Tim.
No, thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate you.
I like watching Tim carry the ball. I got no problem with Tim. Ty Chandler, he's coming back too, isn't he?
I'd be okay if Ty Chandler never got another carry here. Again, thank you, Ty.
Seems a little extreme.
I don't mean anything but personal.
Sounds personal.
I want to see Eric Gray and Zachary Evans tote the rock. Those are the guys. I mean, we'll give Ty Chandler and Tim Jordan some garbage time carries.
Why not have a stable?
Yeah. Yeah, you can get some mop-up duty.
You know, I didn't think I would be susceptible to this after we discussed it last week, but seeing that fifth star there on Harrison Bailey looks good.
Yeah, yeah. See, you're one of those people I was talking about, five-star quarterback. It just feels different, right?
That looks great.
Yeah, it feels different.
You like seeing that.
Yeah.
Not just one, two, three, four. Five.
Wow, there's not a sixth.
Big difference. That's one whole hand of stars.
There is not a sixth.
Number two at his position.
Isn't it crazy how that works out?
Offers from everybody who's anybody.
Everybody who's anybody.
He's all Vol.
I mean, I would love the idea. Like, you could convince me that I would be fine rolling with Garantano if you signed this five-star running back.
Just run the ball.
And then you have him and Gray in a five-star offensive line. Like, I could get behind that. And, like, I think that's Jeremy Pruitt's wet dream of football, is just running the ball every play.
Oh, yeah. Here we go again. Counter to the left. Nope, we're going right.
We countered the counter.
What are we running
this time? You thought we were going to run right, so we were going to counter left. But then you knew we were going to counter left, so we actually just ran right.
Just a normal handoff.
Coach, just a normal handoff.
What are we running this time, Coach?
But it's a counter to the counter.
35 power. We're going to power it right to the right side. Sounds good, Coach. We're going to run counter after that? Yep. Then we're going to work in a toss, a little pitch action. Then we're going to run right up the middle. Just line up in the I formation, huh? Worked for the Titans.
Yeah. I mean, you need to be able to throw accurate play action passes, so maybe then we'd still need to be with Bailey, but yeah.
Play great defense and run the ball. I mean, it still works. It still works in today's game.
It does. And like I said, that's Jeremy Pruitt's wet dream of football.
The game has not changed all that much. Everybody tried to get fancy with their spreads and they're throwing the ball all over the field, but still about running the football and playing defense.
I mean, I think you need to have a little bit more creativity than that. I don't think you can just line up in I formation and run the football all the time. I think
you might want to get.
I think
a little
you
creative,
need to run some side to side or run power out of
that's
other
fine,
formations.
But you don't have to have all these cute routes and all this kind of. I mean, it's a power game. It's an offensive lineman's game. Always has been. Coach told me one time, football comes down to two things: blocking and tackling. That's it. Blocking and tackling. That's how you win games.
What about holding on to the football?
Well, there's other things you got to do.
You said two things. I feel like you got to hold on to the football, too.
There's things you got to do to preserve the, you know, but at its essence, essentially, is what he means. Just
you got to have guys run behind the blocking.
I'm aware of that. I'm saying that football.
Hold on to the ball.
The top two priorities in football, blocking and tackling. If you can't do those two things, you can't do anything.
I would say that's probably accurate.
It's a legendary coach that told me this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have I heard of him?
Legend. Yeah. Coached the Patriots for a long time.
Gotcha.
Still there.
Not Pete Carroll?
No, it's Bill Belichick.
Okay.
Yeah. He told me that.
Nice.
I went to a clinic. Saw him there.
Yeah.
One of those urgent care clinics.
Uh-huh. He just happened to be there?
Yeah, I happened to be in Boston. Cut my finger.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
So, he said blocking and tackling, Cody. That's what it is.
This would be a nice last get in this recruiting class. And like I said, if this if you get this guy, like I already think you'll be able to run the ball, but if this guy's as good as advertised, you know, a big explosive, elusive freshman, it could really help Tennessee's ground game go to a different level, one that might change the math on how you need to play the quarterback position next year.
It's making me excited. If we land this guy, I'm already excited about that O-line because you know Cade Mays is going to get cleared too. I'm ready to see some fists going up some butts.
Excuse me?
Some fists up some butts.
That's weird. That's
talking about with our O-line.
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
I want to see some guys punching some guys
with needles, stabbing them with needles that they keep in their belts.
Not necessarily. I mean, I'd like to see them be kind of dirty, but, you know.
Cam, go to break.
My name is John Reed, and for years people made fun of me for not drinking beer. I tried to find some replacements, but they were all far too sugary and left me feeling bad. Lucky for me, I found Truly Hard Seltzer. It's refreshing with only 1 gram of sugar. You truly love to see it.
It's the dawn of a new game day, and Truly Hard Seltzer is subbing in for light beer. With 5% ABV, only 100 calories, and that's light and refreshing. Game day with Truly Hard Seltzer. Drink what you truly want. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, drink responsibly.
This Saturday, aka tomorrow, a live volunteer reaction at Hobson Hollers, 947 North Central Street, as we get ready to react to Tennessee's game against Kansas. The suspensions, they were nary, not very many of them. I haven't seen a point spread on this. I would imagine it comes in somewhere Kansas 13 points, something like that. Admittedly, I don't know much about Kansas outside of the couple of the games I've watched against Dayton, some of their other matchups, but I would anticipate them being somewhere between a 12 to 14 point favorite. Are you going to come by Hobson Hollers tomorrow and watch the game with me? No? Okay.
I don't know. I can.
I don't know if I'll be watching the whole game there or not, but I'll be there probably watching the second half. Cameron will be there. I'll be hanging out with Cameron.
That's the first I've heard of it.
That we're doing a show at Hobson Hollers?
Well, no, I knew that. The live voluntary reaction.
Yeah, we've been talking about that for a little while.
Post game.
Yep. Presented by Miller Lite. Your favorite beer.
I do like Miller Lite, yeah.
You told me you love Miller Lite.
I like it a lot. I love it. Yeah. I do. I mean, I could probably stop by.
You don't have to. Do me a favor and don't do me any favors.
No, will I be doing you a favor if I do stop by or if I don't stop by?
No, I don't need any favors from you regardless.
I'll stop by.
You do the show with me?
No, that's kidding. Asking a lot.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to do the show with me.
I mean, I'll do the show.
No, you don't have to do the show. It's just a joke. Just a little joke.
I did a show.
I was just kidding. Davey will be holding it down in the studio.
I'm not good at the volunteer.
I'll be live on location. Come by. You can get on the show live with us. You can also call in still. We're going to try it out, see how it goes. Some people have been asking for some live volunteer reactions. We're going to try it out. We're going to do this and I think two more. Probably one of the Kentucky games, maybe Auburn, live at Hops.
I'm just not good at the voluntary reactions.
Yeah, you're really not.
It's talking about sports. It's just talking too much about the game.
Yeah.
That's not really my thing.
Yeah. Because usually you have to watch the game to be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I watch the game.
Sometimes.
It's hard for me to just watch college basketball and, like,
I feel you.
Really, you know. It doesn't keep my attention.
I understand.
Yeah, so.
Are you going to be watching the Kansas game?
Yeah, I'll watch the Kansas game because, you know, I mean, that's a big game.
Is this a big game? Do you consider this a big game?
Well, I mean, it'll be about like the Lady Vols game at UConn last night.
Where you're like, okay, I'm going to check in, see what we're looking like. Yeah. Oh, God, there's more turnovers.
Yeah.
Turnover, turnover, turnover. Oh, my God, what is wrong with us?
That's about how it'll go. We'll lose by 15 points or so, maybe. I'd like to see us be competitive. You know, I'd like to see a good spirited effort. I'd like to see the boys playing hard in the first half, at least. And the preferably the second half. I mean, you never know. I mean, if you hit some shots, you know, we could get hot. We could play them tough. I doubt it. I imagine they're going to turn us over worse than anyone has.
They got another player that's going to be good, kind of like that Tyree guy, which, by the way, he was related to David Tyree. I don't know if you heard that on the broadcast.
Really?
You asked if he was related to David Tyree?
That was just me spouting off nonsense.
Brian Tyree, they said, was his cousin.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, it was his cousin.
Small world we live in.
Maybe, I guess, sort of.
What if whoever said that was just listening to our show?
You know, I heard Cody McClure ask about this on Talk Sports, and yes.
What if they just assumed I was like a professional that knew that?
You asked. You didn't say it confidently, so I would imagine they would fact check it.
It's just funny to me because I totally would.
Yeah.
Like, what if, like,
that would be funny if you were
Bob
a player.
Yeah. Listened to the show, and he's just like, I heard that somewhere. It must be true.
Yeah, you know, I heard this guy is related to David Tyree.
Like, Bob just forgot to do some research on him. And he's like, he's looking for a note. Like,
hopefully he wasn't listening when you were bashing him, talking about how easy his job was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he can do it, anybody can do it.
Tennessee is going to have to stop another good perimeter player. Devon Dotson is Kansas's best player. Tennessee is going to need to D him up. Unlike Tyree, who likes to shoot threes, Dotson's not very good at shooting them. So Tennessee needs to try to pack the paint and keep him out. And make him shoot threes. He shoots 33% from three. That is not good. Then, of course, you have big Azubuike.
Yeah, I remember him.
Can Tennessee keep Azubuike outside the paint? I don't think Tennessee will go man-to-man for very long against Kansas. I do think you'll see a lot of zone defense to try to keep Azubuike out of the paint. Which then, of course, means you're going to have to rebound as a team, and you might give up some rebounds.
Yeah, you're going to give up a lot of rebounds to him, I would imagine. We just don't have anybody that can contend with him.
No.
I mean, he's a very, very good player in the paint.
This is where having Uros' body and Uros' five fouls might be a big bonus because Azubuike can't shoot free throws. I don't know if Tennessee will use the hacker strategy. I don't know if Tennessee will try to make him beat you from the free throw line. I was really frustrated watching that Dayton-Kansas game earlier this year because I was rooting for Dayton. I didn't feel like they fouled him enough. I feel like if you're in a one-on-one situation, especially, you got to put Azubuike on the line. Somebody who shoots less than 40%, you take your chances, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to.
So Uros and Kamwa and even big Drew Pember, like, just send Azubuike to the free throw line many, many times. No dunks, all fouls. That would be one of my big strategies. Put him on the free throw line.
Yeah, I believe you mentioned it when Uros was first signed. He may not have a lot that he can bring to the floor, but he's got five fouls.
He's got five fouls, and he can at least bother you down low with size. Like it's going to be harder to shoot over him at 7'1" than it is to shoot over Pember. I don't know how tall Pember is, but Pember is like 90 pounds. And then John Fogerson, who's 6'10". Like you can't afford offensively. It's crazy to say, but it's true. You can't afford offensively to have John Fulkerson get in foul trouble.
Yeah, if I'm Uros in this game, I just put my arms up. You know, stand down there with your arms up. Be a tree. That's what we all hope for. And then, you know, you just if you foul, you foul. If you don't, I mean, at least he's good for the first half, you know?
Yeah.
Keep Azubuike contained in the first half, maybe. And then you get to the second half, maybe you have a chance. Hit some shots, that would help. You know, if Bowden could be something better than, I don't know, like 13, 14%, that would be good from three. I'd like to see Bowden better than, you know, 1 for 17.
Yeah, Tennessee's going to have to play good offensively to have a chance. Like, that's going to, like, you're going to have Bowden make some shots outside.
Yeah.
Because Kansas is really, really good on defense. They are top three. You know, they're really good.
I am excited just to see Kansas play, too, because of our board bet with, you know, I got all the Power Five. I want to see if Kansas.
You want to see Kansas rise to the top?
Well, I want to see if they're capable of winning a national title.
I don't think they are from what I've watched earlier this year, but maybe.
I'll be able to tell you after Saturday.
I mean, I thought, you know, again, one of the teams I've been talking about in that bet's Dayton. They went toe-to-toe with Dayton. Yeah. I thought Dayton probably should have beat them, kind of gagged. They were up 8 late in that game, I believe, and kind of choked. But that's a part of being Kansas. You scare people. Tennessee did that against them last year. Blew a late lead to lose that game. So that's what happens when you play a team like Kansas. But Kansas is going to give a bunch of three-point attempts. Can Tennessee make them? That'll be the question. Can Tennessee make the threes? Can they limit Azubuike from dominating them down low? Again, I think the spread will be around 12, 13, 14 points, somewhere right there. It's going to be an uphill battle for Tennessee in one of the toughest places to play, right?
Yeah, Allen Fieldhouse is not not a lot of teams go in there and win. There's a reason Kansas has won the Big 12 for so many years in a row. Actually, they didn't win it last year, but for all those other years in a row that they won it.
It's going to be tough to score around the rim. I don't know if Tennessee has anybody that could get Azubuike in foul trouble, but that's obviously your best bet. But we don't have anybody who can really demand attention like that.
We don't. If we had Grant Williams, it'd be cool.
We'll be live at Hops and Hollers for a voluntary reaction presented by Miller Lite. Come by, drink some Miller Lite. Pop you a couple Trulies, hang out with us.
They have the lemonades.
They got the lemonades, and they still got the Miller Lite on tap, right?
Yep.
Oh, it's draft.
Get
Miller
you a pitcher of $9 pitcher of Miller Lite. If you come by, I'll buy you a pitcher.
See, now you're doing that thing where
I'm just saying I'll buy you a pitcher if you come by.
I don't.
You don't have to come by.
No, I don't want you to feel obligated. Like
I don't feel obligated to do anything.
I hope Cody comes. I'll have to buy him a pitcher.
I'm a grown ass man. I don't feel obligated to do anything. I said I would buy you a pitcher of Miller Lite.
No, but then I come in and I'm like, hey,
it's good for me if people go to Hops and drink Miller Lite.
Right.
I'll buy you a pitcher of Miller Lite. You know, I'll buy anybody who comes. One person who comes.
First person to get there gets a pitcher of Miller Lite.
The first person who goes up to Cam, we'll start 15 minutes before the game. What time is the game tomorrow? 4?
Yeah.
At 3:45, Cameron's a bartender at Hops and Hollers. Go by, say, hey, John Reed told me to come. Boom. You got to drink a pitcher of Miller Lite. Or
we have drafts.
You can do drafts too. So just by the, you don't have to get a pitcher, but I'm offering a pitcher. Get you a pitcher.
You want a pitcher. There's a one pitcher minimum.
Get you a pitcher. Tell Cam it's through Talk Sports, through John Reed, and he'll put it on my tab. Since Cody doesn't want it, I'll give it to somebody else that wants to come.
I want it.
You better be there by 3:45 then.
Is that what time does the game tip?
4.
4.
And what's the TV channel for our older crowd?
I think it's ESPN, but I'm not 100%.
I think so too.
4 o'clock on ESPN.
They were advertising it a lot during the Lady Vols game.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the main ESPN because Game Day is going to be there, right? So Game Day's there, so.
The Big 12 Challenge.
It's the main ESPN channel.
Well, that's good. The game's not starting too early.
Yeah.
Those noon games, it's hard to be up in time.
It is. I don't know if it's tough to be up, but it's tough to be up and out.
It is for me.
Yeah. All right, so there's the deal. Go by, see Cameron, starting at 3:45. If they get there at 3, don't do it for them.
Got it.
3 o'clock, don't do it for them. 3:30, don't do it for them. 3:45 or later, the first person that tells Cameron, hey, I want a picture of Miller Lite, put it on my tab, Cameron. I'll get you a draft.
Mention Talk Sports, and I got you.
Yeah. There's the deal. We'll be there doing voluntary action live after the game. Let's do some Cam's Animal Kingdom after the break. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Citizens National Bank.
I'm Steve Irwin. Holy smokes, that was too close. Danger, danger, danger.
All right, let's take a trip to Cam's Animal Kingdom. What animals do we have today, Cam?
All right, so today we got Coolugos.
How do you spell that?
C-O-L-U-G-O-S.
C-O-L-U-G-O-S. All right, I was trying to tweet it out for the people to watch. What else we got?
Tufted deer. It's T-U-F-T-E-D. T-U-F-T-E-D.
Deer.
Tufted deer.
Okay, and then what? Yeah, and then what? Fly bats?
And then fruit bats.
Fruit bats. Jesus. Yeah. All right. We got it tweeted out. Cam's Animal Kingdom. Let's go. where are we starting with?
I'll start with the Coolugos.
Okay.
You know, I'll ease y'all into the bats because the bats are the big one. So these are pretty cool. They're also kind of flying mammals. They glide. They're called.
Okay, I was picturing a flying animal like
Well, they're called flying lemurs is what their nicknames
How do you spell this?
Nickname are.
C-O-L-U-G-O-S.
They're called this flying lemurs. They're
not
actually
really
not
what
lemurs.
I was picturing, but close, I guess. All right.
That's wild. So they like jump from trees and they can glide.
I was picturing like a sugar glider.
It's similar.
Yeah, I think that's what I was picturing.
So they can glide for like 230 feet they're nocturnal. They're actually the closest living relative of primates. So, like, chimpanzees, monkeys, all that kind of stuff. It's kind of like bridging the gap there.
What?
Yeah.
These things are close to primates?
Yeah.
They don't look close to primates.
They're really bad climbers, which is the funny thing, because they live in trees. They're actually terrible climbers. They don't have opposable thumbs. So they're not very good at climbing, but they can glide for 230 feet.
C-O-L-U-G-O-S.
Sorry, I put C-O-L-O. C-O-L-U-G.
Did Google not say, or do you mean?
You can type in flying lemur if that's easier.
Colugos?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I got them now.
So they camouflage? These pictures makes it look like they camouflage.
Yeah, they like to camouflage on the trees and stuff.
That's
and
good.
They're literally, like, that's their hiding technique. If they see a predator, they usually stop and chill for a minute.
What is the predator to the colugose?
There's a type of eagle out there that likes to eat them.
I could see that.
Yeah, so it'll snatch them off trees and stuff. They're out in, like, the Philippines and Southeast Asia.
Okay.
They like to hang upside down, so that's kind of similar to bats.
They
so.
Kind of look like bats, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're wild looking.
Looks like a bat.
When they hang up, when they hang upside down, they look like bats.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh. But yeah, they.
It looks like when they hang upside down that they're actually hanging like vertical or not vertical, but horizontally and like net resting.
Yeah, they do that. They're super weird with like their reproduction too, because they kind of like
marsupials. Yeah, no one wants to have sex with them.
Yeah, well, they're like marsupials. Yeah. Where like
no one wants to have sex.
They don't
with
actually
things.
Have a pouch.
Absolutely not.
But they like use their tail to kind of form like a pseudo pouch, and they'll like keep their babies like that. But yeah,
I don't like animals like these because of the big bug eyes. I don't like the big eyes.
Oh, then you're gonna hate the fruit bats too. But yeah,
I got a feeling. Yes, I have a feeling I'm not going to see the fruit bat and say, "Ooh, I love the fruit bat." No, I'm
they're
probably gonna
cute,
hate that
though.
Too.
Certain fruit bats look kind of like sky puppies.
I've but, heard they taste good.
But no, yeah, Kugelhupf's super cool. Not tons known about them because they're nocturnal and, you know, in tough, dense forests and stuff. But, yeah, they like to glide around in trees and stuff.
Chicken right. of the cave.
The tufted deer. Cool thing about the tufted deer, these deers have things like one-inch long teeth poking out. They look like vampire deer. Really cool. They're called tufted deer because they have a big tuft of hair on the top of their head, which hides their antlers. They don't have very big antlers. But, the cool thing is their teeth. And they actually use those for fighting. They're like inch long, weird.
Like fighting each other or trying to fight off the eagles?
Fighting each other.
Okay.
They're only like 5 feet long.
What do these things eat?
Just grass stuff, normal deer stuff. But they live in the mountains of China and Tibet.
Oh.
And they are at about 4,500 feet up in the sky.
I missed that we changed over topics. So we're at the deer now, the tufted deer. That's on me.
The tufted deer.
Yeah, so yeah, they have the look like vampires. It's really cool with their teeth.
These, they're the ugliest. No, hold on. When I Googled it, it showed me related to tufted deer and colugo, and it was the naked mole rat.
Did you see the eye-eye?
Yeah, I did see the eye-eye.
Yeah, I love the eye-eyes. Eye-eyes are super cool.
Have we talked about that before?
No.
That thing is
like
horrific.
Madagascar people used to think you're cursed if you saw one of those.
Yeah, I would feel it. The tufted deer looks kind of cool.
Yeah, it's got the teeth, which make it look cool.
It looks like a mix between a deer and like a hog.
Yeah, it's wild.
It looks like a hog and a deer had sex somewhere and popped this thing out.
It was non-consensual.
Another wild thing about them is they bark to communicate.
Bark?
Yeah.
Like dogs?
Yeah, pretty much.
Where are these things at?
Tibet and China.
And they eat grass?
1,500 feet above elevation.
They eat grass?
Yeah.
Not other animals?
No.
Well, what's the point of the big teeth?
No
fighting
deer
each
eat
other,
other
for
animals.
Some reason. That's how they defend their females.
They evolved just to fight each other?
I guess so, yeah.
Bro, all deer are herbivores.
Yeah, yeah. But
all deer have big fangs like vampires.
Yeah, they're wild.
That's true.
That.
You would think with the fangs, maybe.
You would think there's a reason. Yeah, you would think there's a reason they've evolved that way.
They kind of look like a donkey.
There's a little bit of donkey in them, too, especially when you look at the front hair.
Yeah,
like the hair gets tall there.
That's the tufted part. So those are wild.
That's the tufted part. I didn't know what tufted meant. I thought maybe that was for their teeth.
Yeah, it's the tuft of hair up on top.
Okay.
So they're nocturnal, live in China, super mountainous, so they're hard to get to.
Ooh.
But yeah.
So you go hiking up in China, you see these things.
You can see those things up there.
I wonder if these things were on the menu in that restaurant that gave everybody that virus.
I don't think so, but their hide makes good textiles, so they'll kind of use them for that. They may probably serve them, though. You know, they'll eat anything over there. So.
Well, people eat deer here, so I didn't know if the tufted deer, I mean, I'd imagine it was similar, and you could eat some venison of that.
I can't quit looking at these meth bats.
No, okay, I haven't looked at them yet. And so where are we up now?
We're at fruit bats. And so fruit bats are in the megabat family, so you can, that's kind of, I'm going to touch on the megabats, because they're all pretty similar in the same thing.
Got to be honest, the fruit bat's not as ugly as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, they're about, the biggest fruit bats get about 3 pounds.
I would not
want to
eat it.
A wingspan of 5.5 feet. So it's a pretty big wingspan.
We need somebody should make one of those You guys might be a little young, but I'm sure you still saw the Michael Jordan poster where he's holding his arms out.
Yeah.
They should make one with a bat like that. Five and a half feet.
Yeah,
Michael Jordan's like, what, 6 feet? I mean, it's closer. I mean, yeah, it might be longer for Jordan.
Pretty big wingspan for how small of creatures
are. I would like a poster of the bat stretched out 5.5 feet. Someone get on that.
Like chicken the names say, they eat fruit, nectar, pollen. Call
that's chicken of the cave is what they're
that's
called?
That's what they call bats when you deep fry them.
Oh.
Chicken of the cave.
Okay.
These are actually pretty social animals. They'll gather in trees or caves in like the hundreds, groom each other, hang out during the day because they're also nocturnal. These bats, though, actually are the only kind of bats that don't use echolocation. They actually have really good eyesight. They can't see as well during the day. The brightness throws them off, but in low brightness, they have really good vision, great sense of smell, so they can find the different fruits and nectars and things like that. But yeah, only type of bats that don't use echolocation.
What do bats do generally during the day?
They just hang out in the trees, groom each other, hang out, rest, sleep. Hmm. Nothing too crazy. Yeah, they usually wait. It's like what we do at night, you know.
So they don't only live in caves?
No, fruit bats will live in trees a lot. You'll see them just hanging in trees.
Do they eat the fruit? Is that why they get their name?
Yeah, they eat fruit, nectar, and pollen. It's a great sense of smell, great eyesight, helps them find fruit, stuff like that. Bats actually make up the highest biodiversity of any mammal. They're like 25% of mammalian biodiversity. There's tons of types of bats.
Are they direct descendants from hell?
No, not really. I don't think they are. They come from the sky, so I think it's a little bit opposite. But no, bats are actually pretty cool. But they do can harbor lots of diseases, which is kind of how this like coronavirus thing is going on. They also were part of the SARS virus. It was in like the early
SARS.
2000s. Yeah, SARS virus in the early 2000s.
Well, apparently the Chinese people are just putting them whole in the soup and eating their stomach out of the...
Yeah, that's an interesting way to go about it.
It's a little messed up.
But yeah, because they're known to carry tons of viruses and stuff. But they're pretty cool. They don't. Most of these viruses usually can't be come to humans. But for some reason, the current strain has high tendency to bond with human proteins. So that's the problem. But they're super cool. They have heart rates that can beat over 700 beats per minute. If for some reason that helps with them flying, not sure how that helps, but. It's what they do, so super quick heart rate. They can live like 30 years. They're nocturnal, of course.
And you said these are in Asia?
Yeah, these are all over Indonesia, Australia, Asia, China. They're pretty big range for them. All
right, anything else about this bat we need to know?
They can smell as good as dogs. That's probably about
it. Dogs don't smell very good.
That's not true. Dogs can smell very good.
That's a pretty good smell.
I've never smelled one that smelled good.
Well, they don't smell good. They smell...
That's what I was saying. They don't smell very good.
Last call on the other side.